This is Twit.
In particular is from The Verge, is retail stores packed with unchecked facial recognition. And the idea here is there's a campaign called Ban Facial Recognitions in Stores that have identified a whole bunch of stores that are using facial recognition technology on their customers when they're in the stores, including Apple. And yes, you go into that Apple store and your face is getting scanned. And using AI to scan faces is, it's been a trend, but it is also makes you think, makes you have some privacy concerns. Andy, you sent this article to me. What do you think about it?
It's just an indication of exactly how dangerous this technology is, how easy it is to use this technology to abuse the power of people who already have a little bit too much power over people who can be victimized without ever finding out about it. And finally, it's part of, do we really want to develop into a society where we assume that any time that we leave the house, and even sometimes when we are just walking through a store, walking through a bank, just going through our lives, that we are we're taking part in some sort of a perp walk? I mean, the thing is, facial recognition, it's one of those really, really delicious sounding technologies where, hey, a camera can simply identify people, which means that if there's someone that has been causing problems at your bar, it'll identify him as soon as he steps in or even before they step in, or we'll be able to catch that person who committed that crime because a security camera will be able to provide a match from that face to a database that we have somewhere. And again, that is enticing. It is very, very seductive. But it's actually probably no accident that this story dropped this week, because on Tuesday a House committee had a 3.5 hour long meeting with testimony about the use of facial recognition in policing. The committee asked the General Accounting Office to prepare a report on, hey, look, of the 42 different federal agencies that have police forces, how are they using facial recognition technology? And the answer came back, well, because there's absolutely no regulation on how they're supposed to use this, they're using it for just about anything they want to use it for. They are drawing upon databases, including driver's license photos, passport photos, security cam footage, pictures that they're getting off of social media, mugshot files. So there's one part of the reports claimed that there is half of the entire United States population is in some sort of a facial recognition database. And again, no controls on it whatsoever. And if you think that if we don't start discussing the racial bias that has been proven to befall all of these facial recognition technologies, the fact that it is a very, very prevalent tool to use to keep harassing parts of society that keep getting harassed, people of color, Muslims, any sort of community that get harassed by a power structure get harassed even worse. This story in The Verge mentioned out that it's not even that, I think it was, which drugstore? Rite Aid, I think it was, that they're using facial recognition technology, but they're not using it in every store. They're using it in stores that are in predominantly black areas. Wow. We could not have predicted that. And so this is why it kind of disturbed me that the House committee meeting on Tuesday was about, let's discuss, like, let's react to this report, let's get testimony from a whole bunch of different people, and let's at least start to have discussions on what should be done about this. And there were a lot of really good arguments about, we absolutely need laws, and that was agreed upon by everybody. Here is the sort of regulations that we need to regulate this tightly, and here's the sort of regulations we need. But nowhere was it seriously argued that this technology needs a moratorium. There's actually a law being proposed that's in committee right now that proposes such a thing. It doesn't make it illegal. It just simply says that there is a moratorium, at least on federal use of facial recognition technology, until an act of Congress reverses it. And so it really disappoints me that in all of this conversation about this technology that so many huge corporations are prepared to make huge amounts of money on, there is no discussion about maybe this is just too damaging a technology for our society, and maybe we should just keep our hands off of it until we can use it responsibly.
Rosemary, you live in the UK where CCTV cameras are on every corner. What is our reasonable expectation of privacy in public?
Well, generally, the rule is that in public, there is, you know, you don't expect things that happen to actually be private. But the thing is stores aren't public. They're private property. They're owned by, well, whoever owns the store and then whoever rents it to, you know, Walgreens or whoever's in it if the company doesn't own it themselves. And I think it's one thing knowing that actions are on camera. So if there's a crime, they can wind back to that timestamp. They can see it. They can find out, you know, okay, this is actually what happened, therefore we have this and we can prove that this person's guilty. But then they have to go about identifying the people who are in that who could then potentially also make statements, right? And this is where the facial recognition gets tricky, because on the one hand, that, you know, say, you know, somebody pushes somebody else out in front of a car, and you want to identify the other people around so that they can also make a statement, and then the person who did the pushing gets prosecuted. Seems like a clear case for good. But then you start getting into, you know, less clear things. And it's exactly the same as before with this technology is supposed to be used for good versus, you know, don't use it for bad things. It's always going to end up being used. And we've seen this here with Rite Aid. They're discriminating. They're not putting it in every single store to use consistently across all of their stores. No, they've started with the low-income areas. And I don't know about you, but my experience with people is there are good people everywhere, regardless of what area they live in, regardless of what walk of life they come from, regardless of the color of their skin, their gender their sexual orientation, etc. Most people are good people. So discriminating against certain areas just feels worse in this case because, yeah, I mean, it's just terrible. But I don't see what good facial recognition really can do in a store, because what stores have done before and what big companies have done before, if there was a problem with a person, is that they have photographs of that person in the secure area and for the staff, security check that, and if they see that person, then, you know, they say, sorry, you need to leave. And what are they going to do with facial recognition? It's going to ping up a thing that says, hey, you need to tell this person they need to leave. You still need the security there to do the actual work. So why not get them to do the recognition? Because people tend to be better at recognizing other people versus a computer which can make more mistakes at these things. I have seen, you know, my mom unlock my iPhone. My mom doesn't look that similar to me, but we now have a slightly similar haircut. And Siri has learned, as my hair has got shorter, what I look like, and my mom's got shorter hair as well now. And oh, wait, she managed to unlock my phone the other day. And no, my watch wasn't on my wrist. So that is a case of facial recognition gone wrong. And, you know, that's something, you know, innocent. It doesn't matter. But in the grand scheme of things, you know, we know that these things are not flawless. We know they are not perfect. I'm worried about where this may end up going. And I'm glad that some companies have said that they will not be using it. But I also think that maybe state laws here are to blame, because I believe CCTV in the US is subject to the same restrictions as audio recordings with microphones. You have one party and two party states and that then dictates whether or not they have to put up signs that say whether or not there's CCTV. I think that those laws perhaps need to be reviewed. And facial recognition needs to have separate, you know, clauses for that. And so that people can then perhaps choose to just do their shopping online so that they don't have to be watched.
Yeah, the idea that this is, I hate to make a slippery slope argument, but the idea that, okay, well, we just really want to, we have a known shoplifter and we can identify who they are. And when they come back, we don't even need to know who they are. But if we see them again, the security people can be alerted. But, you know, or you're showing your face in public, it's public. And therefore, what's the difference? But once you start building a facial recognition database, and now it knows every path you take, if you merge those databases to get together, you have created a panopticon, essentially. Everywhere you go in public is logged. Every store you go, every aisle you linger on. And, you know, the more you talk about putting these things in computers and databases, again, you can say, oh, well, we're not going to do anything bad with it. Take us back to our previous story. The truth is, most of this technology will be used in a bad way by somebody at some point, because it's just sort of inevitable.
And it's completely up to the whim of the retailer. By the way, I think Apple says that they don't use facial recognition, which is not the same thing as saying we've never used facial recognition. Mm-hmm. So it's possible that both both the claim against Apple and what they're saying are correct. Walmart went from using ClearView AI, which is kind of a worst-case scenario in terms of being abusive and inaccurate, to now saying that they won't use facial recognition, but they could change their mind tomorrow, and there's nothing to prevent them from doing it, which I think is one of the reasons why there's such a strong argument for legislation playing a role. Because there are a bunch of major retailers who say they're not going to do it right now. But we just have to rely on their goodwill and what their feelings are right now. And certainly, even if you're really opposed to this technology, it's possible to be somewhat sympathetic to the challenges of running a large retail chain and having to deal with shoplifting. So I feel like that their concern over all the money they lose will ultimately tug them back to some of these technologies. And by the way, I am worried about the idea that going online and shopping there is a way to avoid being spied on, because it's just a different set of tools that they use to spy us online. But there are lots of those as well. So in the old days, in-person retail was kind of appealing because it felt like it was a little bit possible to be anonymous if you went in and used cash.
Pay with cash, yeah.
But even if you use cash right now, that doesn't mean they're not figuring out who you are.
Yeah. Andy, you were the one who sent. I was on the beach in Hawaii when that email came in, and I was like, "This is a good story for Twit, I guess." When I get back to the mainland, I'll let you have the last word. What do you think about where we're going with this?
This is not the future that most of us signed up for. We want controls over the things that are most dangerous that could be used to hurt us. I don't think it's possible to put the genie back in the bottle. I don't think it's possible to get an outright ban on this technology. Certainly not possible to make it into something that cannot be privately sold to a private company for whatever use that they want to make of it. But if we're What I'm hoping is that we don't collectively simply decide that, oh, this is a great idea. We should have more cameras. Why are we limiting this to just investigations? We should make sure that every single driver's license photo is part of this big database of facial recognition. The thing is, we understand that when we lift this gun and we pull this trigger, big bang happens and lots of distractions happen. We don't understand exactly what is happening and what the damage is going to be done with this. And that's the real scary thing about any new piece of technology.
Yeah.
You get focused on the bang and the flash and not on, well, this machine is designed to punch punch an explosive hole into whatever it's aimed at. You can say it's for law enforcement. You can say it's for target shooting. You can say it's for game hunting. This is what the machine does. Do not ignore that this is what the machine does and what it will always do.
Well, and I do think that in the end, laws will need to be written in order to clarify what can and can't be done, because it's one thing when facial recognition is Johnny, the security guard, saying, "Hey, I remember that guy."
Right.
It's another thing when there's a database and there are multiple databases, and what's their data policy and are they sharing the data? And that's when you need really somebody to say, we need some rules here about how you do and don't use that. And hopefully we will get some at some point.
Very, very, very quickly, there was one of the most important pieces of testimony was a gentleman in Michigan who was arrested for shoplifting based solely on a security camera that supposedly matched his face to the actual perpetrator's face. And the investigator just said, okay, good enough for me. Arrested this man, African-American man, in his home in front of his wife and his kids. And as soon as they got him to the station, everybody looked at him in the picture and said, no way. This is clearly not the same person. But it took him all day to be at the police station. And yes, it's true that the investigator actually got beaten down a rank and punished because the entire department was saying this is a disgrace. This is not a proper investigation. But it just goes to show, with the lack of any regulations whatsoever, it is possible for someone to simply say, "Well, the computer says there's an 82% chance that these two are the same people. I'm gonna issue an arrest warrant."